welcome you to the Holistic Health Show. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host. My guest today is Professor Brian Peskin, Bachelor of Science, Electrical Engineering at Massachusetts Institute of Technology, who on Facebook says he is the world's most trusted authority on health and nutrition, based on science and not opinion. He is founder of Lifestyle Engineering Science, the new science of producing desired results, working cooperatively with the natural processes of living systems. On his website, Professor Peskin says he is a world-leading scientist specializing in parent EFAS, termed PEOS, and their direct relationship to both cancer and cardiovascular disease, while advancing the scientific understanding of the role of essential fatty acids in the body's metabolic pathways. He has concurrently developed a means for alleviating cancer's prime cause, as postulated by Nobel Prize winner Otto Warburg, MD, PhD, by increasing cellular oxygenation that he discusses in his book, The Hidden Story of Cancer. Brian continues that he has always had one goal, to help people, regardless of personal sacrifice. But despite his integrity, he has suffered a lot of criticism and even slander as reward for his hard work. A Google search will find that he does have both supporters and those who accuse him of being a quack. Amazon lists Professor Peskin as author or co-author of 7 books, including The Hidden Story of Cancer, identified earlier. On his blog, he identifies an appointment as an adjunct professor at Texas Southern University in the Department of Pharmacology and Health Sciences from 1998 to 1999, and serving as a consultant to the following companies: Cupex, Quantum 21 House, Your Essential Supplements Incorporated, GluPro Corporation, and Flag Football League in Italy. More information can be found at www.brianpeskin.com. I apologize for the quality of the interview today, especially my voice, because of problems with my equipment. It has been repaired and will be improved in the next interviews. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Professor Peskin, and I look forward to talking with you about the dangers of fish oil for cancer and other conditions. Now first, please tell us about your background and why you believe fish oil is dangerous to our health.
Sure, I actually come from the engineering field. The reason I got into medical field was because my wife developed diabetes in spite of doing everything she was told. She exercised a lot. She ate the carbs. She didn't eat the trans fats. I mean, everything she was told, she did. Type 1 diabetic in her 30s. So it was, Brian, what do I do? So I did what anybody would do. I went down to the corner, you know, health store, and I'd look at one book, you know, by somebody like Atkins, you know, high fat, high protein, then another one by Ornish, the exact opposite. No fat, minimum protein, vegetarian. So who do you believe? They're both MDs. Well, I don't believe anybody. I believe the science. So I live in Houston. We have the biggest cancer center in the world, MD Anderson. I got to use their library, Jesse Jones Library, for 5 years. And a whole new understanding of what was required for Radiant Health came out. And the tragic part, Doc, was the science said one thing. Most of the interventions and what we were told and popular comments were the exact opposite. So I tried to make inroads into diabetes. Unfortunately, I could not bring back a type 1 pancreas. Once the pancreas is gone, I can't. Mm-hmm. I can make the insulin work a little better now with what I've understand with essential fatty acids. I use the term parent essential oils. It's much better. And you asked me about fish oil. I really have no plus or minus on fish oil. Mm-hmm. I was looking at what the body uses and its parent oils. So I'd like to make this very clear to everybody. There's two types. There's parent omega-6, parent omega-3. All you need to understand is your body can't make either. Now, what's the big deal? Well, you have 100 trillion cells. 25 to 33% of every bilipid cell membrane are parent essential oils. There's essentially no DHA, EPA, or derivatives in there. So you have the parents. The parents make derivatives as needed. What's a derivative? GLA, DHA, EPA, that's from the fish oil. AA, there's a lot. They're longer chains, so the body builds up the chain and makes it bigger. So the parent omega-3 and parent omega-6 are the brick and mortar of the cells, and everybody is spending time on fish oil. And I have to ask you one question. Look in the mirror. Do you see something with gills looking back at you? Of course the answer is no. Next question. Do you live in frigid, ice-cold water like the fish? No. Here's what people need to know about DHA, EPA. There's five and six double bonds. The reason fish have a lot of this stuff is to keep the membrane fluid so it doesn't freeze like a block of ice mm-hmm. in 30, 40-degree water. If you put DHA and EPA at room temperature, it spontaneously oxidizes, which means it turns rancid at room temperature. If you put that at 98.6 ingested in the body, instantly, rancidity. So what happens is your body goes insane, grabbing all the natural antioxidants you have to stop this fish oil from going bad. And you know fish oil goes bad because you walk by a fish section in the supermarket with fresh fish. It typically smells awful. So they can't do anything to stop this oxidation. So there's real-life proof of it. But it does this. It is in the medical journals, and the physicians don't see this, which is shocking. So the first thing is this stuff causes very big problems. The second thing is I've never seen anybody ask how much of this is made by the body. Mm-hmm. All you hear is DHA, EPA. Mm-hmm. Well, the brain has about 14%, brain and central nervous system. Anywhere else, there's next to nothing. And what doctors haven't seen, this came out in 2010, there was a big experiment where they gave Alzheimer's patients with low DHA levels fish oil. And it's supposed to make it better, right? Mm-hmm. It did nothing. So here's the thing. If the number one tissue of the brain, tissue in the brain, or number one organ, where there's the propensity of DHA and EPA, makes no difference, even when the patient is, quote, low, it doesn't help. How could it do anything? So it doesn't prevent or doesn't reverse Alzheimer's. It also doesn't prevent or doesn't reverse heart disease. Mm-hmm. This whole nonsense came up with years ago. The fish producers went, I have all this spoiled fish. What do I do with it? I can't sell it to the top restaurant. What do I do? And once again, my joke is, which is rather awful, if a company has a waste product and they don't know who to sell it to, the nutritional industry, because everybody is so desperate and so sick in America, mm-hmm. that's where it goes. So this all started based on nothing. Then they came up with, oh, people don't convert the parent, which is parent omega-3 to DHA and EPA. It's impaired. The delta-5 and delta-6, that's the desaturase pathways, are, quote, impaired. Well, all the 21st century analytical data, including the USDA and the National Institutes of Health, gave a number because they used positron emission testing, making it radioactive. They can tell where it goes in the brain. on a per-day basis, the amount is 5 milligrams a day. What this translates, Doc, is people are getting overdosed 20 to 500 times of this substance too much. And this is why it creates lipofuscin, which is the age spots on the hand. It does this in the liver. They did another experiment in 2010. It was awful what happened. It metastasizes 10 times faster over 3 weeks. So if you have cancer in one area, it will go to another area. They did this in rats. And the reason they use rats and mice is because they have short lifespans. So they get results pretty fast. That's why they use them. But it applies exactly in humans. Dr. Lanz did an excellent experiment showing that EFAs in the animals behave just like EFAs in humans. And it caused metastasis to skyrocket, and also the amount of the cancer in the metastasis to skyrocket. So fish oil is essentially a poison if taken by itself, and it's an absolute tragedy. And I'm doing a new book with Dr. Robert Rowan. You may have heard that name. He's the editor-in-chief of Second Opinion Newsletter. Has an enormous circulation. He vetted my work for 5 years before coming on board, and now he's put fish oil in the ash can where it belongs. And the key is a plant-based parent omega-6, parent omega-3 combination based on cell physiology. It works phenomenal. Here's another reason why fish oil can't possibly do anything to prevent heart disease, because this is one of the big areas. Heart disease and cancer are the two biggest killers. There is no DHA or EPA in the artery. I basically am a theoretical physiologist. That's what I look at. Physiology. What are we made of? And then on a very, very small scale, so it's theoretical. Then I will do experiments or have other people do experiments to confirm the science. So the inside lining of the artery is called the intima. It's epithelial tissue, which is the skin. It's all parent omega-6. There's no DHA, EPA, or even omega-3. So it is absolutely impossible that fish oil could prevent heart disease. And by the way, Harvard showed it failed back in 2000, 1998. So it's nothing new. That failure, failure, failure. And what you'll hear is, oh, there's 15,000 studies with fish oil. Now, when you hear a number like that, Doc, first thing should go through your mind. Remember, I'm an engineer. Why the heck do you need so many, quote, studies? Something works, we're done. How many studies on gravity do you do? One, a guy does a verification of it, and we're done. Are you doing a new study? Does gravity work every day? If I walk off the top of the building, am I going to fly up to the sun this week? Of course not. It's ridiculous. The reason they do so many of them, because the majority of them fail, and you don't hear about that. So don't think for a second there's 15,000 successes. There's 10,000 failures. The other part is when you use 95% confidence intervals, you're going to get 5% that give a failure as a success. So even though it actually fails, it appears to be a success 1 out of 20 times. That's the 5% error rate. Physicians don't know this. So it's a tragic state of affairs that America is the number one consumer of fish oil, and we're the sickest country in the world. Now, the other thing is skin cancer is skyrocketing in spite of staying out of the sun, in spite of using sunblock, in spite of fish oil. Well, once again, the physiology, what's in the skin? There's no fish oil in the skin. It's all parent omega-6 with two double bonds. Now, fish oil has between five and six double bonds. So when you take the amounts of fish oil that people are taking, your body can't burn it up or get rid of it. It has to shove it into the tissue wrongly because there's nowhere else for it to go. So you have tissue that shouldn't have this stuff in it. Guess what? It goes into the skin. Remember, I told you it's reactive. It spontaneously goes rancid. Well, guess what happens when the sun hits your skin where it's getting even hotter? skin cancer explained through the roof. It's increased and increased and increased with fish oil consumption, and the dermatologists have no clue. Again, they don't know the physiology themselves. So I'm doing a new book with Dr. Rowan. It will be out in October, called PEO Solution, which charter is to give the physicians the 21st century science, because they made much inroads into very, very much better analytical measurement in the 21st century from 2000 on. So most of the physicians and all of the health field is looking at pre-2000 data, which made mistakes. They overestimated it. They didn't have the analytic methods. And when you look at the new ones, man, is there a difference. So I feel sorry for anybody taking fish oil. It is a poison.
Well, I was taking a combination of fish, beans, and flax.
That's better than just the fish.
And the alternative physician said they do not need any of this except fish. And I would pay the best fish to take. And so he told me to buy something called Fato Mega, which is, it says, clarified omega 2 fatty acids from salmon.
Okay. The problem is much worse than just the impurities. It could be the purest fish oil in the world, Doc. That's not the issue. The issue is the physiology. It is a substance a human being doesn't need. And by the way, if you look at the temperature the fish lives in, there is a factor of 14 in how much DHA EPA the fish has. The colder the environment, the more it needs, because nature only has two choices: give long-chain metabolites like DHA, EPA, or alcohol to keep the membrane fluid. Now, if you used alcohol, you'd have a drunk fish swimming around, so that doesn't work. So the only alternative is to have an increase of the long-chain DHA, EPA. But it's 14 times less than a warm-water fish. Less than 10%. So nature regulates this stuff, then it takes man that doesn't look at anything that just says we need this. It is a tragedy. And when I, and all I do is lecture physicians around the world. I'm going to be going to Brazil at the end of August, 700 physicians at Aging and Regenerative Medicine at the Medical University. And I'm lecturing to groups of wellness associations at the Las Vegas meeting coming up in March. So my focus now is giving this science to the physicians, because they don't have the time to be studying this stuff. That's not their job. They're busy. They should not have to go, is this right or wrong? Which one should I pick? No, they have consensus statements, and they're relying on what they're told to implement it in the clinical practice. Their job is not supposed to be figure out what to do. It's a tragedy. So my charter, along with Dr. Rowan's, is to give physicians the 21st century science and straighten out what gets done to the patient so they can get fixed. Now, some of the things, when you put the parent essential oils, the PEOs, in, your skin becomes very smooth, so women love it. Fingernails like glass. The risk of heart disease goes next to zero. And we can prove this. There's an experiment that I did conduct. I was a supervisor. I didn't do any of the measurements because I didn't want to be too involved, because people say, oh, he tried to do something. Well, no, I didn't do anything. You can measure arterial compliance, arterial flexibility, and the number one cause of heart disease or death is hardening of the arteries. So if you can keep the arteries flexible, you're not going to get a heart attack. Fish oil made you 4 years worse, and it was completely consistent, because when we looked at the amount of time people were taking this, we had them stop the fish oil and get scanned, and it takes 4.5 months to rid yourself of the horrendous effects of fish oil. Okay, 4.5 months. Well, we scanned 4.5 months after they stopped it, and everybody was up 4 years improvement. So part of the incredible results of the Iowa experiment where fish oil makes you cardiovascular-wise worse. Mm-hmm. Remember I told you there is none of it mm-hmm. in the arteries? Well, what happens? It's going rancid in the arteries because there's so much of it. It's transported in the bloodstream because that's the way, it's called a lipoprotein. That's the way everything gets transported in the bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
So fish oil, this was the first seminal experiment in 2010, and when doctors see this, they were getting sick to their stomach. And the parent essential oils made you about 7.5 years younger. So the parent oils, you got younger within 6 months, very, very fast effect, and 4.5 months, you get younger, stopping the fish oil. The fish oil makes you worse.
Mm-hmm.
So parent essential oils, younger, fish oil worse.
Let me ask you, are fish okay and it's just the supplements that are a problem?
Yes, excellent question. The fish itself is fine.
Mm-hmm.
The fish oil is a man-made product. It's highly concentrated. You can get pharmaceutical grade, which makes it even worse. They concentrate the heck out of the DHA, EPA. So, yes, the fish itself is fine. But don't think it's going to protect you against heart disease or cancer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They looked at fish consumers in Japan. It failed. People eating the most fish were not healthier. And a big one in Scandinavia. 1996 or 1997, they went through the cancer registry and they tracked people eating cod liver oil supplements.
Mm-hmm.
3 times the melanoma in the women taking the supplements. Of course, this was never publicized. Doctors haven't seen it, but we're told cod liver oil is the perfect fish oil to take. 3 times the melanoma. And I really specialize in the work of Dr. Otto Warburg. He
mm-hmm.
discovered cancer's prime cause, which is lack of cellular oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
Not oxygen in the bloodstream. There's no problem there. It's through the cell membrane. And it turns out your cell membrane has a very high propensity of parent omega-6.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 6-7 to 1 between parent omega-6 and parent omega-3. Now, the problem is, everybody says, and it's true, we get a lot of omega-6 in the diet. At least half is adulterated. They have to change the composition of the oils that they fry in, like all the fast food restaurants, frying and baking. So those French fries, you can't have the oil becoming rancid from that very high heat going on and off all day long. So they change it. That's called a hydrogenated oil, an interesterified oil. There's all kinds of things they can do to stop that oxygen transfer so it doesn't go rancid. The problem is, in the body, you need that oxygen transfer.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're getting cancer, because in the cell membrane and in the mitochondria membrane, you're not getting the transfer of the oxygen. So the whole problem, it's tied to food processors. So the key is to put this back into the diet, organic, unprocessed. And I've got a seminal book called The Hidden Story of Cancer that's on my website. And there's a lot of papers that won't cost anybody anything. But if you care about not getting cancer, 10,000 physicians and healthcare professionals have gotten this book, and it's not in any bookstores. It was written for doctors. It's in its 6th printing. It's current as of 2012, and it tells you exactly why you have cancer based on Otto Warburg. This is known, but they didn't know how to stop it back then.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a deprivation of 35%, Doc,
mm-hmm.
of cellular oxygen going through the cell membrane, sustained, that's cancer. That's cancer's prime cause.
Mm-hmm.
So the question was, why am I getting this impediment of oxygen transfer, because it didn't used to exist in 1900. Almost nobody ever got cancer. Almost nobody ever got a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
So I was the first to figure out, because of the adulterated omega-6 oils in the cell membrane, again, physiology. Then you look at how are cancer and heart disease tied together. You ask any doctor, they'll go, what the hell are you talking about? They're not tied together. Yes, they are. Cancer and heart disease are always the number one, number two killers, or number two killer, or number one killer. Cholesterol transports the PEOs. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And remember, the inside lining of the artery, the intima, is all parent omega-6. So if you have a deficiency of the omega-6, cancer and heart disease are in your future. They're predicted. The areas of cancer rates, where are the number one cancer rate predictions? Well, I just told you, it's the adulterated fat, so it's the areas of highest fat concentration. Prostate, breast cancer. Those are the two, so they're very, very predictable. Mm-hmm. Nobody else can predict this stuff. Why do you get it specifically there? I just told you. So whenever you have a law or a theory, it has to predict. And we can predict almost everything now and stop it. The results are unbelievable with parent oils. And if people want to check out my website, Doc, it's three W's, my name, Brian, B as in boy, R-I-A-N, Peskin, P as in park, E-S-K-I-N, altogether.com. And you could check out the accolades by physicians around the world on the book. And you could look at a lot of both peer-reviewed and medical journal articles that are written to be very understandable. So I hope people will check that out. And this is state-of-the-art science that isn't available anywhere else.
Can you talk a little more about the omega-6? Because I looked on Wikipedia, and they said that omega-6 was associated with an increased risk of both
cancer
and prostate cancer.
Yeah, let me tell you why. The omega-6 is what the food processors adulterate. Remember I told you all the frying and baking is in the omega-6? It's not the omega-3. Omega-3 has an extra double bond, so it's too reactive. It goes bad too fast.
Mm-hmm.
So you will not see anything like flax oil used to fry in.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't happen. So it's only the omega-6 cooking oils are used. And that's why they are cancer-causing when they're adulterated, even in the mice chow, because I've done experiments. The mice chow has adulterated fats. If you measure its peroxide value, it's off the charts. It's like 60 to 70, which I did.
Mm-hmm.
So they're feeding the mouse a cancer-causing food to begin with. Just like in all these studies, they're almost never an organic oil. I used an unprocessed organic oil. I saw one other experiment that used an organic unprocessed oil. Two out of the thousands and thousands, probably 150,000 experiments and studies. No, they're all using adulterated oils that will give you cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's what you need to know about the omega-6 side.
Mm-hmm.
The body's number one anti-inflammatory is PGE1, prostaglandin 1. That comes from omega-6. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The biggest anti-inflammatory. So if you put the omega-6 in, your body makes this. Anti-inflammatory. Guess what? Inflammation is at the cause of cancer because when there's inflammation, how does the body quell it? Sucks oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm grabbing all the oxygen here, there's a deficiency right next door. So that's a problem. The same thing for heart disease. What does your body do when there's a tear in the intima in that artery? Oxygen, that is the healer. So oxygen gets used everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
For heart disease, again, on the omega-6 side, PGI2, that's called prostacyclin. Okay, that's an omega-6 derivative. That causes the platelets not to be able to stick together. They stay apart, not to stick to an artery. So you can't have a buildup. That's called an occlusion, like a, you know, it's a buildup. If you can't have those problems, how do you get a heart attack? I don't know how. So the omega-6 side is critical. And actually, in 2009, the American Heart Association issued a scathing comment saying, omega-6 is good. If you don't understand it, you have a naive understanding of biochemistry.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors didn't see this. So the omega-6 side is critical. That's why your body has a vast majority of it being the omega-6.
Mm-hmm.
So it's there. The problem, once again, is food processors.
Mm-hmm.
And you could prove that the majority of it is adulterated and bad because take some shortening from any commercial supermarket, put it outside in the garage, come back a year later, no fungus, no bacteria, no insect will have touched the thing because it can't go bad. The joke is, in lipid chemistry, it's plastic. So any of the oils that are processed, and especially if they're hydrogenated, so they become semi-solid, they have the structure of plastic. How good does plastic transfer oxygen? It doesn't. And what people need to know is the percentage that gets incorporated into the tissue and organ is the same percentage that you eat. So if I'm eating 20% ruined omega-6, my body has 20% ruined. So most people are having 50 to 60% ruined. This precisely explains cancer, heart disease. Stay close. It's that simple.
Is one omega-6 oil better than another?
Excellent question. What really counts is, in the parents, it doesn't matter too much. I like, for a supplement, 1:1 to 2.5:1 ratio. Between the omega-6 series and the omega-3 series. Now, I like a blend of different oils just to make sure someone doesn't have a sensitivity to one of them more than another one. So I like using pumpkin oil, sunflower oil, evening primrose oil. Those oils are great for the omega-6 side. Flax oil is okay for the omega-3. Very few vegetable sources have a lot of omega-3 in it. It's not real common, and again, the body doesn't want much of it. Now, I do like having some extra GLA from evening primrose oil. That's the best oil for GLA. It's the most active because there's so much extra inflammation today. If you give the body a little extra GLA, then it just allows more of that PGE-1, the body's number one anti-inflammatory. Otherwise, you wouldn't need it. Nature has very little amounts of derivatives naturally made from the parents.
Now, what about olive oil?
Olive oil is a zero. Good question. It has virtually none of the parents. It's all omega-9, so it won't hurt you at all. Now, it won't help you. So here you raise an excellent point. Lack of a negative is a very big deal. How bad is a trans fat, a hydrogenated oil? Minus 100. What's better, minus 100 or zero? Zero any day of the week. So give me the olive oil, it's a zero. Now, sauteing in it is great. For salad dressing, it's great. You can even fry in it. It's a monounsaturated fat. You can fry in olive oil just fine. So olive oil is a very good oil. Now, I like getting extra virgin, which means there's no chemicals in it. It's the cold-pressed organic, and then you don't have to worry about it. But it's excellent to cook with, but it won't give you many of the parent omega-6 or 3. It's about 7%. It's next to nothing. So good question. So the Mediterranean diet is not because it's only partially because they're eating olive oil. They're not getting the junk, so it's lack of a negative. But it's not any positive, and don't think Europe is all that healthy. I have a colleague in Italy, who I'm seeing next week. He's flying in. We're meeting. There's an epidemic in Italy of diabetes. Okay, so all the countries around the world are following America's wrong advice and getting sicker by the minute.
Now, some of my friends like canola oil, but I avoid it.
Smart. Very, very good. It used to be called rapeseed oil. And that's where mustard gas comes from. It stands for Canada oil. It's not a species. No one in their right mind would eat an oil called rapeseed, so they changed it. It's great marketing, awful state of affairs. Canada did us a big, big injustice, but they didn't care. They wanted the money. And what did they throw out in all the movie theaters? Coconut oil, which is excellent to fry in because it's fully saturated. It can't adulterate. So they took the thing that's excellent, saturated fat, and by the way, if you looked at a clogged artery, there's no saturated fat in it. I haven't come across a cardiologist that's even known that yet. Here's the state of medicine in America. If a board-certified cardiologist can't even tell you what's making up that clog, how can they give you any advice to not have it? There's no saturated fat in a clogged artery. This was done in The Lancet, which is the world's premier medical journal. It's called high-resolution chromatography. It's not open to discussion because you get a measurement.
Uh-huh.
There's nobody interpreting anything. It just comes out in the graph of how much is in there. None. And, of course, it's burned up for energy, so that was obvious. There can't be any in there. That's predicted on theoretical physiology to begin with, so you don't even need to do the experiment.
Uh-huh.
But the experiment always confirms the science, not backwards. You know, we're talking about fish oil, so all these fish oil people on this bandwagon try and make excuse after excuse why it doesn't work.
Uh-huh.
Well, because the science says it won't work.
Uh-huh.
You know, 2 and 2 is not 12, no matter how much you say it is, no matter how much you'd like it to be, and no matter how many people say it is. 2 and 2 is 4. If you want to say it's 12, keep me away from the building you designed because it's going to crash real soon, you know. Consensus doesn't make anything right.
Now, is there a daily requirement for the pair of essential oils?
Excellent question. Absolutely. Absolutely. We find that about 3 grams of the blend, very small amount given your whole body,
mm-hmm.
3 grams is all you need a day. Small amount.
And how did you get that?
People can get it in nuts and seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Pumpkin seed. They can either do it that way or there's companies that do produce the right ratio. People have to find them on their own. I never recommend any specific company because I'm strictly science.
Uh-huh.
But there are people that do it right, and they want parent essential oils. That's the key. But you can do it on your own. You can go to the health store and get organic oils and blend it yourself. It's not
uh-huh.
the easiest thing, but it's definitely doable.
Uh-huh.
If you eat raw organic nuts, the nuts all have a lot of omega-6. They have very little omega-3. And, of course, any of the positive effects, these people that understand nothing say how great the omega-3 is in the walnut.
Uh-huh.
There's next to none. I mean, they don't even know what they're talking about. It's just unbelievable to me. Because, again, I'm a hardcore scientist. So it's not open to discussion. This is it.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't like admitting mistakes in this field, Doc, as you well know.
Right.
They don't like to ever say they're wrong. And it's always new research shows. So my first question is, who did the old research and what is their punishment?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You never hear about it. Nobody even asks the question. Oh, just new research. How the heck can a new research be the opposite of the old research?
Right.
I mean, what are we talking? So in the book, PEO Solution with Dr. Rowan, Chapter 2 and Chapter 3, give physicians the tools to analyze a study because they don't understand this. So we give them everything to look at a study and within 5 minutes go, this is garbage. Because 95% of the studies are garbage that belong in the waste can. Most people don't understand that. The reason for this is college professors and people in, you know, in academia, all they get paid for is how many papers did you do?
Right.
Not did you do anything right. It's irrelevant.
Right.
I did 200 papers. I did 300. You're inferior. My first comment is, 200 and 300, what did you accomplish in these 200 and 300? The answer is nothing. Because I used to, I don't anymore because I don't have the time to waste.
Uh-huh.
Go through 600 papers a week. And that's about what's published.
Uh-huh.
Out of those 600, 2 of them should have been. The rest are either absolute garbage, something you'd already know up front, and the conclusions are insane. Now, there is no inducement for anybody publishing this stuff to confirm that they're right. So they publish anything, and there's no confirmation of it. They don't get paid for that.
Right.
They get paid for just publishing anything.
Right.
And if you have a negative to show something's wrong, it's very, very hard to get that published.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very hard to get published what is wrong. So a negative finding is 100 times more powerful than a positive one, like the one with fish oil and Alzheimer's mm-hmm. I mentioned earlier.
Yeah, right.
When you get a failure, that counts as 100 pluses, because a failure is unequivocal. They can't make an excuse. It doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Done. Case closed. You don't keep going until you get one that worked. Ah, there's 5 failures, but here's one that worked. It works. Are you insane? This is why everybody in America is so sick. So luckily we have something today based on science that actually works. It's what the body uses. It's the right physiologic ratio, and it's called parent essential oils. Mm-hmm. So they can learn all about them at my website, brianpeskin.com.
Mm-hmm. I eat lots of nuts, and it's
excellent.
I had diverticulitis about 25 years ago.
Okay.
My doctor gave me a prescription for steroids. I threw it out.
Good.
I drank aloe vera morning and night.
Good.
And in 5 days, I had no more pain. They told me I would never eat nuts again. I would never eat berries. I ate 4 pounds of nuts a week. I eat berries on my cereal every morning.
Excellent. And
when I went for my last colonoscopy, he said, "You have diverticulosis." I said, "I know, but this will bother me. It's been bothering me for 25 years. I don't worry about it."
No. Excellent. You're exactly right.
the reason for the
problem is the big high-carbohydrate diet and fiber. This is another fallacy that we need fiber. Fiber, number one, is sawdust. It's cellulose.
Mm-hmm.
Again, look in the mirror. Do you see a termite looking back at you? If you don't need fiber. It irritates. And actually, in 2000, published in New England Journal of Medicine, the women eating the most fiber had the most colon cancer. They buried this, and they're right back to saying fiber again. This is why everything reverses. It's a merry-go-round. It wasn't good today. It's good now. Or it was bad yesterday. Today it's good. Coffee was bad. Now it's good. Chocolate was bad. Now it's like all they do is reverse themselves because it was never wrong or right to begin with. It's very hard because doctors don't even believe their own medical journals.
Right.
So once again, I look at the science first, and the experiment confirms the science. But I learned in engineering, you always know where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
You always have an idea of what that result should be. Not, we don't know. They act like there's no science of physiology or biochemistry. You know, when I read these medical journals, it astounds me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like there's no science there. You're just guessing,
right,
which is ridiculous.
Well, you haven't mentioned the eye.
Yep. Well, the eye has DHA, EPA in it, too. But once again, you get overloaded. And Dr. Condrit, who's a board-certified ophthalmologist and also a homeopathic physician, the only one in America that has both degrees, threw fish oil out. So I did a radio interview with him in January, and he does not advocate fish oil anymore at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Now, hardening of the arteries in the eye is macular degeneration. It's the same thing. It's like you're having a heart attack in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
The leakage, you're bleeding. Same problem, same cause, lack of the parent omega oils.
Mm-hmm.
So the same way not to get a heart attack is this.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about it, there should be one thing should have enormous ramifications everywhere. It's like, oh, so you got the fountain of youth here. As close as you're ever going to come to it, because it's what makes up, again, the brick and mortar of every cell of your body.
Mm-hmm.
So when you make it the way nature intended, it should be able to fix almost everything. If it didn't, something would be wrong. You're looking at it the wrong way. So the results are just unbelievable. Anybody getting surgery, you heal 30, 40% faster. Anybody going to the gym, 25% faster recuperation, 20% more endurance because of the oxygenation. It goes on and on and on. All your hormones are made from these oils. So testosterone, you know, progesterone, estrogen, PMS problems in women, a month they're typically way down, it's not gone. It goes on and on and on what these do because they're the substrate of the biochemical reactions, because they do allow derivative manufacture, and they're the brick and mortar of the cell at the same time, so they do two enormous roles.
Now, is there any connection to beef?
Well, the only problem with meat, there's a lot of non-meat eaters, no issue at all. The problem is the additives. They add steroids, hormones to the animal, and we're ingesting that. And what people need to know is all the negative residues of anything are in the animal fat. So what I tell people is anything that has fat in it, you want to get organic. That means cheese, eggs, bacon, butter, cream. Spend your money on organic for that. You can go vegetables and fruits, but that's much more minor than the other ones that are the fat areas, because that's where you're getting overdosed. And the whole problem is, with the hormone problems and the cancer rates in women, they're getting overdosed on estrogen. All of these feeds, and even in the fertilizers, are estrogenic. And men's sperm counts are down by half. So that's the proof of it. We're getting overdosed on estrogen. To make the comment that estrogen is bad for a woman is beyond insanity. Your body makes this. Now, there's three types of estrogen, and there's progesterone, too. So there's a combination here. It's not just one thing. But they're getting overdosed on it from what they're eating. Once again, we screw up everything. You know, you need to look at nature, what is intended. You know, like Dr. Rowan said, God doesn't make mistakes. People do. So you look at how we're made, there's no mistake. For example, there's no cholesterol sensor. Well, the first thing to me is, then it doesn't matter what the number is. Your mouth may drop when you hear that, but it's absolutely true. It's the structure. Because Dr. Cavallino, the Italian doctor I'm seeing in 2 weeks, he would call me and go, Brian, I'm an ER physician. We measure the blood chemistry of everybody that's coming through the hospital. There's just as many people having heart attacks with normal cholesterol as high cholesterol. So it can't be the cause, right? It's 50-50. It's a crapshoot. I said, no, it has nothing to do with the number. That's a dependent variable. When everything else is figured out, there has to be one thing that's whatever it is. That's called a dependent variable from solving simultaneous equations. Once again, the math and the engineering part. And it's the structure. Remember I told you the cholesterol is bonded to the PEOs. Well, if the PEOs are adulterated, guess what? Cholesterol is transporting a poison. And that's the issue. That's the whole issue.
Well, I'm glad to hear about the cheese, because I hadn't thought about cheese.
And you can eat the cheese. There's no problem. You can absolutely eat it.
I usually don't get the organic. I get organic almost everything else. But
anything that's fat-based, Doc, get the organic, and you'll feel even better.
Good.
And you can eat it. There's no issue with, for example, eggs and saturated fats. Non-issue at all.
Now, I eat the organic eggs, but I haven't been getting the organic cheese.
Excellent. Yep. Add that to it. And by the way, if people are asking, oh, you're doing this, how do you come out in that scan with the cardio flexibility? I come out 30 years younger. Or actually 20. Sorry, not 30, 20. 20 years younger, my arterial flexibility than would be expected based on my age. And this is eating tons of meat, tons of fat, no exercise, you know, not doing anything perfectly because I have no interest in going, you know, I'm perfect, and if you eat this way and do all this stuff, then you'll be perfect too. Nobody's perfect. So I have to be, in spite of not being perfect, how bad can you be?
Right. Is there any more research that you want to mention before we talk about your books and your products and services and how to be?
I don't have any products. I'm a scientist, so there's nutritional companies that pay me as a consultant, but I don't sell any products. I do strictly the science. So I follow the science. Nobody else typically does this. They have a product, and they don't talk about science because there is none. And when you look at the science, it typically shows it doesn't work.
So do you want to talk about your books?
The Hidden Story of Cancer was the first definitive book based on Otto Warburg. The first printing was 2006. It's had it's in its sixth printing now. 10,000 copies, mainly to physicians. It's a 700-page book. It is the most highly accoladed book by MDs ever written around the world. It is not just a compilation of, you know, good job, you've compiled all this stuff and blah. No, it's biggest discovery of the 21st century. And people can check it out at brianpeskin.com. Enormous amount of work went into that. It's big print, so it's easy to read. It's for anybody wanting to understand cancer to the highest level PhD, MD researcher anywhere in the world. It's at that level. The PEO solution is completely different. same basic science and same conclusions, but it is much more different. So it's going to look at fats, proteins, carbohydrates, how do you analyze a study, what PEOs do, what they're saying works, does it work with 21st century science. That's the big difference. Everything is 21st century and state of the art.
And the book you're working on currently?
It's called PEO Solution. If people go to my website, they can sign up and be notified when it's ready to be one of the first to get it. Our initial printing will probably be 10,000, maybe 12,000, and there's a lot of people that want it, you know, immediately because we both have very, very big followings. Dr. Rowan with his newsletter and physicians that follow him, and I have an enormous following around the world for state-of-the-art, you know, in EFAs. So they can certainly pre-sign up, and they'll be told when it's going to. And it won't be in most bookstores. We really don't care about the bookstores. Yeah. Unfortunately today, Doc, people have to understand the science on their own. They've got to spend the time and learn it because their doctor typically won't be up to current 21st century scientific standards. They'll be 20 years, you know, living in the past 20 years ago. So it's your health. If you're listening to wrong advice, you're not even going to get, I'm sorry. All you're going to get is new research showed, and you're going to be half dead. So if you don't learn this stuff on your own, best of luck. You know, you've got to spend the money. You've got to spend the time. If, you know, if you'd rather be watching Dancing with the Stars and you just told me how much you value your health. Everybody says, I value my health. Well, you value it if I don't have to spend any time about it or any money on it. That's what you value it, which tells me you don't value it at all. Now, everybody is, when they get sick, oh, my goodness, what do I do? Well, it's much easier to prevent it. You don't, you know, prevent polio by having somebody get it and reverse it. You stop polio by never getting it. Same thing with cancer and heart disease. You don't want to get either one of them. And the science is here today, and it's all at my website.
Thank you. I appreciate this very much.
My pleasure. Been a delight.
Thank you.
Denise Marie, the publisher of A Distinctive Style magazine, has outdone herself in the winter issue available at www.adistinctivestyle.com. For your pleasure, Denise Marie has brought together what reads like a who's who of Hollywood, Broadway, and Nashville stars, including Brad Pitt, Hugh Jackman, Anne Hathaway, Dolly Parton, Matt Dillon, Jeremy Irons, and others. Each talk about their career and lives by way of written and audiovisual media. Brad Pitt, the amiable Hollywood heartthrob, actor, and philanthropist, graces the cover and is featured in an exclusive interview in which he talks about balancing marriage, a large family, and a new film. Hugh Jackman, highly acclaimed for his recent role in Les Miserables, for which he won a Golden Globe Award and has been nominated for an Academy Award, talks about that role and his family. Denise Marie says Hugh Jackman is a sincere person that truly loves his family over anything else. Anne Hathaway, who also won a Golden Globe Award for her role in Les Miserables, talks about her recent marriage, motherhood, and career. Her singing of I Dreamed a Dream in Les Miserables was surprising to me and also memorable. Matt Dillon in Promised Land, where big business descends on an economically deprived community with devastating results, present a story that is often repeated in America and needs to be highlighted. And Dolly Parton, one of my favorite actresses, songwriters, singers, and philanthropists, talks about her personal philosophy that resulted in a fantastic career from her book, Dream More. Beyond these stories of famous people are stories of social issues, such as genetically modified foods, global warming of the polar ice caps, childhood cancer, chemicals in your body, the harmful effects of farm-grown salmon, and others. For example, do you know the top cereals likely to contain genetically modified organisms? Or do you know how rapidly the ice caps are melting? You won't want to miss this exciting winter issue of A Distinctive Style magazine at www.adistinctivestyle.com. I thank you for joining me today on the Holistic Health Show. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host, wishing you a great week.